This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Puck!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. I guess we got to change iTunes to Apple Musics. Apple Musics? That's not right. Apple Podcast, because that's proper branding instead of iTunes. It's its own thing now. But anyway, it's been a long summer. The Capitals have started training camp. They even have a few preseason games in the books. Joining me, as always, to talk it all over, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. How was your summer? We haven't talked in a while.
Well, maybe you should take a hint.
Maybe I should take a hint?
No, not funny. Anyways. Because I didn't want to talk. You know what? It was funny in my head. So
I get it.
It was good. I was very busy.
Awkward humor is still a thing.
Shut up. I was very, very busy. It was a very busy summer, running to camp, doing all that sort of stuff. Running around, doing a lot of fun, cool things. How was your summer? Anything fun?
Just working a lot, missing the Caps, doing my thing. Around Baltimore, really didn't go anywhere. Going other places in the winter. That's where I and I like to travel. But
I was up in your neck of the woods.
And you didn't stop by. How rude.
I wasn't like literally in your neck of the woods. I was in Baltimore.
So where were you? What were you doing?
I went up to go see the circus.
And before that got shut down.
Yeah, pretty much. and then I forget. Wasn't I up there again? But I don't remember why.
Well, I'm never down in your neck of the woods, ever.
Why was I up there?
I don't know.
Oh, I went and saw, Cirque du Soleil.
Lots of circuses for you in the summer. It's different. You're a circus guy, apparently.
No, it wasn't my call. Cirque du Soleil is cool. The other one is, leave the animals alone.
Sure, yeah, that's what I think. That's why I don't go to the circus. But anyway, we're here to talk Caps hockey. It's been a long summer for everybody. Of course, we have the Stanley Cup playoff hangover without a Stanley Cup, as Brian McClellan told us all about in the summer. And here we are again. This is a different type of preseason. This is a different training camp than we've had in the past because the Caps are going into it with a lot of big question marks. There are a lot of spots open. There's a lot of chances for new talent to take the ice and get a spot on the opening day roster. But let's just kind of review where we're at from the offseason. So Capitals said goodbye to a lot of talent and didn't really pick up that much new stuff. So really, we are going to see a young crop of players coming in from Hershey this year.
And they don't really have a choice. With the cap situation being as it is, the team is certainly going to have spots open. And like Trotz was saying, and then everyone's been saying, that this is going to be – it's different than the last couple of years where they had pretty much a set roster for – like you knew what the team was going to look like. And maybe there was one spot on the back six, a bottom six. And maybe there was a spot like the third pairing defenseman, like you weren't really sure if it was going to be Schmidt or Chorney at the beginning of last season. But now they got plenty of spots open. You got at least three forward spots are available and two on defense. So that's five open positions that are up for grabs right now with this team. And that is not something that this team is necessarily used to.
Not at all. This has been, Brian McClellan, he's been a big spender. He likes to get talent, likes to sign him for long-term deals. And,
Well, he did that to some extent.
He did. He definitely kept a lot of guys around for a long period of time. TJ Oshie's going to be here a long time. Yevgeny Kuznetsov was signed to a big deal. Dmitry Orlov was signed to a big deal. But with that money means that we said goodbye to a lot of players. So Carl Alzner is now in Montreal. Daniel Winnick got picked up by Minnesota. Kevin Shattenkirk is with the Rangers. Who else did we lose?
Oh, that coming.
Yeah, who else did we lose? Is there anybody else we lost?
Everyone.
Justin Williams is in Carolina. I mean, there's a lot of players that were kind of staples here for a while, and they have now moved on.
But none of them. I mean, Schmidt was the biggest surprise. There was some talk that Wilson. Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest surprise. I think that Williams, some people thought were going to stick around, but I didn't see it happening. I just think the money wasn't there. I think it's the moves they made to keep people were sort of the bigger surprises in terms of how much they spent or how much less they spent in terms of Oshie. I really thought he was going to make a lot more than he ended up getting. And then Kuznetsov and Orlov got what I thought was way more than they should be getting. And mm-hmm. we knew that this team was going to go into the offseason with some cap problems. And we've seen this, you know, from other teams in the past that like Chicago, who goes on to win a cup or they make a run and then they have to get rid of a couple of guys because you don't have that cap space anymore. So this wasn't unexpected. It's really going to see how good a general manager is and how good a scouting staff are if they can bring in the next level or the next group of players that are going to come in and be these role players and potentially some of them turn into star players for this team. And that's how you remain relevant in this league, and that's how you remain good, is the fact that you can replace the guys that you get rid of. So someone has to step up and replace Williams in the top six. One of those three forward spots that are available is in the top six. And right now, I have to imagine it's Ferranas. I mean, right now he's playing against Montreal. He's on the top line with Ovechkin and Kuznetsov. He may or may not have had a goal, depending on who they give credit to. But this is a great opportunity for this kid because Trotz came out and said that he's not putting Ovechkin and Backstrom together. So it sounds like it's Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Vrana. And then it'll be Backstrom, Oshie, and Burakovsky. That sounds like that's our top six. So to me, it sounds like it's Vrana's spot to lose. And then it's kind of a guess as to who's going to end up on the fourth line playing with Beagle, because I have to imagine the third line is Beagle, Wilson, and not Beagle, Eller, Wilson, and Connolly.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we saw Jakub Vrana. He came up for a month or so last year, and he had a pretty good he won your award for goal of the year for the What the Puckies. He had a pretty good showing, went down to Hershey, but he really didn't end his season in Hershey as well as you had hoped. I mean, I believe he got benched for a game or two towards the end. It's obvious this guy is very talented, but he does have some some rookie fatigue. You know, he's he kind of has spurts of brilliance here and there. So hopefully he can become a more well-rounded player, and we see that in the preseason because, like you said, it looks like he's going to be the guy in the top six because Barry Trotz came out and said five of the six spots are pretty much taken. There's one spot left, and it's whoever shows up the best in preseason. That's kind of interesting this year since there are so many open spots, is that it's kind of fun to see who's the hungriest of the rookies of the Hershey Bears that want to make that spot, because with Jakub Vrana, you also have guys like Nathan Walker, the guy who had the first preseason goal this year. He potentially could be the first Australian in the NHL. Do you have any other names you think that could maybe take a run for it?
Well, Walker was my guess. I think that the fourth line is going to end up being some combo of Beagle, Walker, and Smith-Pelly. That's my guess in terms of who is going to have on the roster. And I think that just because he has to go through waivers, that Stephenson is going to end up being the 13th forward on this team, and the rest of the guys will go down. But I think there's a possibility, at least forward-wise, that you may see someone like a Zach Sill could get an opportunity. I don't know. I don't really know if there's anybody else that's really going to pop up and be able to make the roster at this point. I mean, Riley Barber, I think, has to have a hell of a camp to be able to make the roster on opening night. But I think that he's probably got one more year, and he may be coming up and down to replace guys, give guys a night off or something during the regular season. But I think that this team is pretty much going to end up with forward-wise anyways. I think those three spots are going to be taken up by Vrana, Walker, and Smith-Pelly. But, yeah, I do think Nathan Walker is going to be the first Australian to play in the National Hockey League.
It definitely looks that way. I mean, he had a fantastic showing in that first game in New Jersey. I mean, he showed he's got some jets, stuck with the puck, was able to get in front of the net. He definitely has a lot of potential there. But you also brought up a name I wasn't thinking of, Chandler Stephenson. We've seen him in the past. He's come up a few times with injuries and other things happening. And he came very close to making the opening roster last year. So I'm intrigued to see where he's going to land, because there's some talent there, and he obviously has impressed last year. Hopefully with this past year, he's been able to become an even more well-rounded hockey player in Hershey.
Yeah. I think he has a chance to make the roster. I just don't think he's going to make it over one of the other guys. I mean, they've been talking about putting him on the wing because they have enough centers. Like, the center spot is the one thing on this team offensively that all four spots are taken by guys, and there's not really a chance for anyone else. So they're putting him on the wing, which I think is where he was drafted from. I read that today. So I think that he has a chance to make the roster, and maybe he makes it over Smith-Pelly or Walker, but I really think it's down to those three guys to fight for the two spots on the fourth line.
And let's talk a little bit about the defense. With Nate Schmidt leaving and going to Las Vegas, there's a spot open there. So, of course, Madison Bowie is a name that always comes to mind, but I haven't really heard anything about him so far this year. Is there anybody on the defensive side that you think potentially could make the jump from Hershey?
I mean, defensively, you got two spots open, and I have to imagine it's going to be Orpik and Niskanen. So someone's playing with Carlson, and someone's playing with old man Orpik. And I have to imagine that it's going to end up being Madison Bowie and Christian Juice. Like, I think it's that those are the two guys that are going to make it. I think Lucas Johansson has an outside shot, but it's highly unlikely. And I think maybe one of them doesn't make it because Taylor Chorney ends up getting that spot. But I think Chorney's going to end up being the seventh defenseman, and they're going to roll with the two young guys.
Really? You think Taylor Chorney, who's had so many years in the league, isn't going to get a spot?
He's not a starter, man. I think the rookies have a higher upside because they've got more potential because, I mean, that's how that works. But I think that the younger guys have a better chance of producing in the long run, and they want to give them the opportunity. And whichever one of them is not playing as well. So, for example, if Bowie ends up playing better in camp, I think Bowie ends up playing with Carlson. And then maybe Juice and Chorney sort of rotate until one of them sort of outplays the other. Or maybe they both get to play and Orpik sits up in the press box. I don't know. But then I do think that these two guys have a better upside. It makes more sense to play them in the long run.
All right, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. And let's talk a little bit about that first game. I didn't get to watch the entire thing, and again, this is preseason hockey, but I have to say, if you and I were watching on television, and maybe we had, I don't know, four people each watching it with us, that may have beaten the attendance for that game at in New Jersey. Because, my God, I have never seen that many empty seats before for a hockey game in my life.
I mean, I went to some preseason games. They're fun. You know, the young guys are trying hard. The older guys are just, or you know, consistent guys are just trying to get back into the rhythm of things. And it's pretty, I don't know, basic. You can always sort of sneak down to the lower, at least you used to be able to sneak down to the lower level because the people didn't really care because it's a preseason game. It was fun. And they're cheaper.
Yeah, they're definitely cheaper. Definitely cheaper. And some people are still not happy even though you buy them their ticket, but that's another story we'll talk about another time. So Barry Trotz came out.
Oh, look, just happened. All right.
Barry Trotz came out on the first day of training camp, and he had some very interesting things to talk about with Tom Wilson. And he said he's got to get into double digits this year for goals. Now, you and I have argued year after year about Tom Wilson and his production and how we expect more of him. Barry Trotz is just flat out telling the media that as well, because look at what he did in Toronto. I mean, he got the game winner in that first game. I believe he even went to overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And Tom Wilson absolutely showed he's got some talent. He can be more than just a goon. So it's not just us talking about it, but it is his coach bringing it up. So what do you think? Is this, I mean, obviously you and I both agree, scoring more goals is a good thing, but is it weird that Barry
Trotz... I'm pretty sure that's ideal.
Yeah, I think so too. But is it a little weird that Barry Trotz is coming out and saying it?
Yes and no. Yes, that he came out to the media. No, that he's saying it because it needs to be said because, Jesus Christ, dude's got to start scoring some goals. And not just because he was a first-round pick, but yeah, that is part of it. But he also needs to contribute more to this team offensively. You're not a defensive player. I mean, he's a defensive player, but he's not a defenseman. He's not the goalie. You need to be able to produce offensively at least a little bit. And if you can't, then why are you on the roster?
Now, with Barry Trotz saying that, do you think you're already predicting him on the fourth line, but with Barry Trotz saying that, do you see him moving up at all in the lineup?
I see Wilson on the third line.
You do see him in the third line, but you don't see him as a top six.
I think – I just don't know where you put – all right. So if he goes top six, that means you're bumping Vrana out because he's not going to outplay or at least bump any of the other guys out of that spot. So then what's your top six with Wilson? Brandon.
Oh, man. You see, I would
You have Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and then you have Oshie and Backstrom. So where is Wilson going with what? The Russians, or is he going with the Swedish Americans?
I always like the TKO line. I like the Ovi Kuznetsov Oshi line. I was always a big fan of that line. I don't know why they kind of broke that up. So, you know, maybe seeing Backstrom with Wilson and
talk about how that name doesn't make any sense because it's first names and last names and it's confusing.
Yeah, I mean it's cute.
Anyways.
Seeing him up there maybe with Burakovsky or something like that. I don't know. It's
Wilson?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're saying Backstrom, Burakovsky, and Wilson.
Yeah. You got some speed, and you got a brute there who, as you say,
can't score
eloquently, park his butt in front of the net. And then you got the two Swedes.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see it, if that makes sense.
I mean, it's a long season. There's a lot of different combos we're probably going to see this year. But, I mean, if he wants Tom Wilson to score more, I think you got to kind of have to put him on a line with the potential of scoring more. If he's a fourth liner or even a third liner, they're not expected to get as many goals. We saw that firsthand in the playoffs last year.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, you want to talk about the playoffs, everyone's got to be scoring then. You know, you got to get production from every line, and that's how you win. Especially when as you get further in, the defenses will start to shut it down more and more. And you need the top line, the bottom six to produce because you're playing against defensemen that aren't quite as good. I think Wilson starts on the third line. If he doesn't produce offense, not that he's necessarily with a bunch of goal scoring guys in Eller and Connolly, but he's got to be able to produce something offensively every once in a while. Or I think it's, you know, questions are going to start being asked. Well, if they're not already. And he may find himself potentially with another jersey next season.
Eller and Connolly, man, that doesn't seem like an award-winning line right there.
No, probably not. But it's not bad.
Well, it was the two of them and Burakovsky last year, right? That really kind of caught fire until Burakovsky got hurt. But it was Connolly, Burakovsky.
That's true.
Yeah,
they were to lighten it up.
And then an injury happened, and they lost all steam, which kind of sucks. But I don't know. Those two guys really, like, they don't really do anything for me.
Nah, that'll be all right.
All right, so what else should we talk about in this episode? Let's talk about Ovi's response to the NHL saying no to the Olympics. I thought
it was sort of pouting.
It was a very heartfelt response to the NHL from Ovi. I agree with them. I think it sucks that they're not going, and that these guys play and they want to play for their country and be proud of their country. I understand that. So from a business aspect, I understand it from the NHL, but from a player aspect and a fan aspect, I hate it. But Ovi, who said forever, doesn't matter what the NHL says, I'm going, kind of lost that battle.
Anyways.
Yeah, lost that battle, and here we are. He's not going.
Well, that remains to be seen. He could suddenly get injured, and then, oh, look, he's playing.
It was interesting because guys like Kuznetsov said, if this is going to happen, you know, I was thinking about going back to the KHL so I could play for the Olympics because he didn't get a chance to last time around, if you remember.
Yeah. This whole thing is just, part of it is just the NHL is trying to, you know, flex some muscle with the players for their next lockout that I'm sure they're eagerly awaiting.
The counting
and
down.
And I think
too.
Some of it's just like, oh, we're so excited to screw everybody over again. And then some of it is, those bastards. And so, I mean, it does make sense from a business standpoint for the NHL in terms of not wanting to risk players' injuries and they make nothing. That's not even true. They do make something because it's their players for the most part that are playing, and it's promotion.
Right.
And to some extent free promotion for them. You know, maybe it'd be silly, but like if each player had like their NHL logo somewhere on their jersey or something.
Well, that was the thing, is that the NHL wanted to put an Olympic ring patch on NHL jerseys to distinguish who's there and who's not, so they could sell special jerseys to fans. And the Olympics said no. And then they wanted to use footage from the Olympics and the Olympics said no. So the NHL kind of said, all right, we're giving you these million-dollar investments we have and potentially could get hurt playing your game and then ruin our season, and we get nothing in return. So from a business aspect, it makes perfect sense.
I get it.
Yeah, why they wouldn't be able to go. But still, I wanted an Austin Matthews USA jersey, and I can't get one now.
I can imagine the U.S. might be the team that got most screwed over.
Jack Eichel. I mean, they got Austin Matthews. I mean, those two names right there on a line together would be fantastic to watch.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer that we're not going to have the chance to see it.
Yeah, so what else do we have to talk about? Oh, how about our favorite part of any show? The Caps announced their promotional schedule for the upcoming season.
Yeah!
And there's not that many giveaways.
I like the ones I saw, though.
Per usual. Opening game.
Are you talking about my favorite one?
We're going to talk about them all. That's what we're going to do.
All right, go ahead.
So the first one, you're so excited. Of course, we have the Caps schedule magnet. I know you just went out.
Is better.
You bought your tickets immediately when you saw those things.
I do want to go to the game, but that's not why.
March 20th is going to be a TJ Oshie Stadium Series bobblehead.
I want to go to that game.
April 7th is a Caps team poster.
Don't give a crap.
And the Caps will be doing their holiday series with Capsgiving, Caps Holiday Party, and Caps St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's.
Are they going to have more Slapshot bobblehead thingies?
No, but if they did, I'd buy them.
And I'm going to look them up on eBay and see if there's any for sale.
Oh, there's a lot on sale, and they're expensive.
Hang on.
The St. Patty's Day is a Caps puck that you turn it over. There's a Caps logo on one side, then you turn it over, and it's a bottle opener. Fantastic idea. For the holiday.
I already have one. It's not a Caps. I have one of those. Holy crap. The December one from the Slapshot bobblehead, someone put it up there for $139.95 or best offer. Do you think if I offer $15, he'll take it?
It depends on how long it's been up there. I have that one. I should sell it to make some bank, though.
Dude, there's a lot of them on sale, so it doesn't seem like anybody's making bank on them.
How much was that guy selling it for?
135.
I'm going to sell mine for 134.
Okay, enjoyed not selling yours either.
For the Caps holiday party, they're giving out a Caps ice scraper that is in the shape of a
that
ice
I
skate.
Want.
That's pretty cool.
But I want it!
The very best one, of course, is for Caps Giving. It is a Capitals Zamboni gravy boat. The
I don't know if I care so much.
That is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I want it.
Yep, I want the ice scraper. Ice scraper for the win.
They'll be doing other stuff like Hockey is for Everyone, and they'll be doing a few food drives, but that is the promotions this year. Again, not a lot, and just three for everyone in attendance gets one. But the stuff for the theme nights, the holiday nights, it's some pretty cool stuff. I mean, a gravy boat, an ice scraper, and a bottle opener. I would use all of those things, because especially the ice scraper, because here in Maryland and D.C., we're supposed to have a pretty harsh winter.
Yay! Whatever. It's like last year, the one freaking day I finally get a job at a school, and the one day we have a snowstorm and the school closes, I'm at a freaking conference. So I had to work when all my staff were home. I was like, you guys suck.
Oh,
that was so lame.
I work for the state, so I get off a lot. But the funniest part was last year was so warm on Black Friday, I bought a snowblower, and it's still in the box. Still in the box. Not used. I bought skiing gloves or skiing goggles to wear when I'm snowblowing. Still in the box. And I bought.
Dude, I've been thinking about that, too, for when, like, not a blizzard, because we haven't had those in a while, but, like, a big snowstorm comes, and I'm out shoveling, or, like, not last year. Was it 2 years ago I went walking around? I was walking around with the fiance, and we were walking in the snow, and because it was coming down, it hit me in the face, and I was like, ah! So I was thinking of buying some of those, but
they're on Amazon. They're
hopefully we have a good one this winter.
They're real cheap. They're on Amazon. You can get them.
You guys send me a good pair.
All right, so what else we got to talk about? Anything else? I mean, this is a...
Talk about, I don't know if you mentioned this, but a change in the name of the location where the Capitals play.
Ooh.
It is no longer known as the Verizon Center. You can't call it the phone booth anymore, Brandon. Now it's the bank.
What? That's what Raven Stadium is called.
I don't know if anyone actually calls it that. I just thought it was dumb. Now, the Verizon Center is now will be known as Capital One Arena. And the reason I like this is because I read that if you use a Capital One card in the arena, you may get discounts. Brandon, I have an account with Capital One.
I do not, so that doesn't help me at all.
Well, that's your mistake.
Yeah, I don't have one of those. I don't have what's in your wallet, that guy. Nothing like that. But this is a great...
You know what's in my wallet? Potentially discounts.
This potentially could be a new Cap Center, right? Because that's what we... I mean, what's it used to be called? The Capital Center? Now it's Capitals One Arena. Just claim it for ourselves. Let's plant that flag. Call it the Capital Center.
There you go.
I like it.
I'll go with that. I like it. Apparently, the CSN cameras caught Jonas Singenthaler getting on the wrong bench after intermission. Nice job, kid.
New kid on the block. What happened?
All right, send him down. Send him back. He's a moron. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. New arena name. Take a little getting used to. Capital One Center? Capital One Arena? I don't know which one sounds better. And there's a little bit of a little controversy.
Uh-oh.
Brandon, I don't know if you saw this. The Caps have a deal with Mars Candy.
Really?
Super awkward with Hershey.
Gotta imagine. I didn't even think of that.
Little awkward. They got an M&M's logo on the center ice, and you got to imagine everybody in Hershey's like, what the hell?
Is that a sign of things to come?
Is it an official? I don't think Mars has their own hockey team, so I don't imagine. But I got to imagine, kind of awkward.
That's weird. That's different. All right.
You know, we didn't talk about that, and I have to bring this up. There's a possibility that some of these guys talked about before, and I was totally blanked on this before. Vrana or Walker Smith probably may not make the roster because a couple of these guys that are on PTOs with the Caps, the professional tryout offers. Alex Chasen or Shison. And I'm not even going to pronounce the other guy's name because I'm going to butcher it, but he's got a whole lot of J's and K's in it. Last name is Joakim Paka. You know, there's always a chance that they could make the team.
Well, somebody already was let go to a team over in Europe, weren't they?
He is one of the recent draft picks.
Oh, so there was no chance of him even making it at all.
Oh, God, they had the video of this kid. No, he's a young guy. He just came here for a game. He played. He's pretty fast. But, yeah, there's a video up now. Ian Oland, a Russian machine, just posted it. And Singenthaler's getting on the wrong damn bench.
Did he look around and be like, oh, this is the wrong color?
I don't know how he did, because the other Caps guys are going to their bench, and he's over to the right, and, like, I don't know what, dude's not, I mean, maybe in Sweden, like, they reverse it, and the home team's on the left, so the away teams, because they're up in Montreal now, but, like, what are you doing, buddy?
Oh, so they're in Montreal, so they met up with Olsner.
If he's playing.
Had to play against the poor guy.
Well, they played against Johansson on Monday. The captures, I actually don't think look too bad. It's the Devils ones that look fugly because they made the stripes on the arm used to be like a larger black stripe and then small white stripes, and they made the white stripes look huge, but it just looks stupid. The Caps ones I like, except for the blue line across the chest.
Yes.
Looks dumb. Like I don't understand why it didn't just. I know the jerseys at the Reebok ones, the line stopped or kept going. Sorry, but it was like further up, so it doesn't look as dumb. This one, instead of going like by the shoulder or the upper chest, it goes like across the chest,
yeah.
Which just looks stupid. Like the line should stop where the red part stops at the armpit.
I am right there with you.
Or they should have gone with the old school retro jerseys and been smart about it.
I'm sure they're coming back for the stadium series.
Yeah, Adidas doesn't let anybody. Oh, I can't remember. Do we have a stadium series this year?
Yeah, we have the stadium series in Annapolis.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I want to go to that game. Oh, last thing. This is just some interesting information. I don't know if you remember Dmitry Krstic from the 90s with the Capitals.
Okay.
He is now the new head coach of the, and this is perfectly named, the Edinburgh Capitals. This is the hockey, Great Britain's Hockey League has a team in Edinburgh called the Cap. Edinburgh, fantastic city. I was there last winter. I'm hoping it's, sorry, it sounded like Trump for a minute there. Fantastic, great. Oh, God, we're all going to die.
We really
it's a
are.
Great city. We're all so done. We're so dead. I was there last January. I hope to go again. And it's a fantastic city. And the fact that their team name is the Capitals, I was like, yes, it's great. It's perfect. I need to go find I need to find a t-shirt when I'm there next time. Actually, I'm going to look it up right now where their arena is because I got to find this. But I thought it was pretty funny. I saw it. It was tweeted by the IIHF this morning. And I was like, wait a minute. I know that name. And, like, I looked it up, and Andre Nikolishin, like, recommended him to be the coach. So the fact that Dmitry Krstich, former Capital, number 8, I believe, is now the head coach of another team in the Capitals, it's just so perfect.
Things have gone full circle for this guy.
There you go. I mean, it's just, you know, on the side of the pond. But, yeah. And I need to find out where this team plays. I don't think it was near where we stay. But I got to find a way to get over there and get a t-shirt. Their logo is different. Hang on, I'm going to show it to you in a second. It's actually kind of cool. I mean, it's like a lion. He's rawr. So. Murrayfield Ice Rink. Where the hell is that? But yeah, that's pretty much all the Caps news right now, man. I mean, I want to get that TJ Oshie bobblehead. I need to go to the game in Annapolis, and I want to get the ice scraper. When do you get the ice scraper? I can't remember.
That's in December. Around the holidays.
Oh, damn it.
So,
wait, which holiday?
Did I tell you my story?
All right, you get it.
Did I tell you my story about Annapolis and trying to get a hotel there? I don't think I have. All right, so I was looking at on hotels.com for a pet-friendly hotel within walking distance of Navy Stadium because I'm like, man, it'd be great like if I didn't have to drive home after that game and I could just walk there and chill out maybe the night before and the night after and just kind of make a long weekend out of it because I don't live that far away from Annapolis, but still, getting out of that town after a major sporting event sucks. It is just the worst experience ever. They have like one exit to and fro from that city, and it sucks. They shut it down. Like, they don't let people in after the game starts from the highway. That's how bad it is with traffic around there. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a hotel room. So I found one that's a half a mile away from Navy Stadium, and it's pet friendly, and it's expensive. It is a nice hotel. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait until my next paycheck, and I'm going to get it. My next paycheck happens a week later. I go to it. The entire place is booked. The entire hotel, not one room is available. So I'm like, all right, let me see where else I can find this pet friendly. I have a dog. She likes to travel with me. Don't judge me. And so I look around, and the next one that's pet friendly, gone, booked. So my thought is those two hotels are either booked by the NBC sports crew, the visiting team, or the Capitals team. So if I would have just like bit the bullet and put a deposit down on a room, potentially I could have just been staying in the team's hotel for that weekend. All right, so I think that's pretty much it for the show this week. What about you? What about you, Coach?
I'm busy trying to figure out how to get an Edinburgh Capitals t-shirt.
eBay, that's all you gotta do.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna find that on eBay.
You might. All right, if you know where to find an Edinburgh Capitals jersey or t-shirt, whatever, you can tweet to us. Let us know. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals things now that something's actually happening, as well as reading about Arsenal and the Redskins, who actually had a good game this past weekend, and all sorts of stuff. And if you find me on there, tell me how to get something from Edinburgh. This is pretty cool. Wow, I like that jersey. That's a nice jersey. But yeah, but Brandon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go over to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. You can also follow us on Twitter at WhatThePuckPod. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll know if we have any cool stories or video or pictures or whatever, and we find and we think that you guys will enjoy it, we will share it there. So we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. The cap season's just starting. Tell people to get ready by listening to What the Puck. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Caps fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. We will be back after we watch a couple of these preseason games. Maybe, I don't know, you planning on going to practice at all for this training camp? I don't know. I might try to make it down there if I can. Weekends are kind of booked. But
I don't know. Maybe Saturday.
That could be fun. could be fun.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe I. Beyonce used to like going, and she's like, I don't care who these people are.
All right, guys, that's pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you all so much for listening in. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
What the Puck is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.